Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There was going to be, I can't believe this. Like, I can't even imagine this. And with a straight face and without hesitation, this little girl, she looked right into this camera and she said, well, of course I can believe this. This happens all over the country. I've actually always kind of felt like eventually it was going to happen here too. And the idea that we've reached a point as a country where our young people are waiting to be shot at or shot in a school is insanity. Now, again, it is statistically improbable, but you are vulnerable to this anywhere. You know, there are certain crimes committed in this country where they only happen in certain parts of the country, or they only happen in certain parts of a city. But these mass school shootings, they happen everywhere. They happen down south, up north, west coast, east coast. They happen everywhere. And it was Santa Fe, Texas today, but it could be Germantown, Tennessee tomorrow. It could be Hernando, Mississippi 2 weeks from now. You know, I've got a son who's in high school. And I'm not going to pretend that I go to bed every night worried sick that somebody's going to shoot up his school. But I'm very aware that it's possible because it's capable of happening everywhere. And the idea that we've got this young girl who isn't even surprised that her school just got shot up. She's like, what do you mean? Can I believe it? Of course I can believe it. Like, somebody somewhere has completely failed our youth when we are sending them into schools and they're not surprised when somebody shoots at them in their schools. Until you do something about it, we'll get another one next week. Just we'll figure out where when it happens, but we'll get another one next week.
Story number four.
It's now official. Jeff Calkins is leaving the Commercial Appeal. We talked about it with him yesterday, and he danced around it as much as he could dance around it. But I think if you listen to our conversation, it was very clear after Smart City Memphis had reported that he was leaving the Commercial Appeal, that he was going to be leaving the Commercial Appeal at some point. They made it official today, the Commercial Appeal actually reporting that Chris Harrington, Jennifer Biggs, and Jeff Calkins, three of the most talented writers at the Commercial Appeal, are leaving to pursue, quote, other journalism opportunities in Memphis. And so I know that none of them have talked exactly about what they're going to be doing, but there's going to be a new media outlet in some form here in Memphis. And they're going to employ some of the best and most recognizable writers and reporters and columnists in Memphis. Like, you don't have to be a genius to connect those dots. The specifics, I'll let them lay out on their own timeline. The Commercial Appeal has taken a big hit here because over the years, and I speak as a former employee, that place has been dwindled to where there's very few people over there that you read on a daily basis. And Jeff, Jennifer, and Chris are three of them. And I'm not going to pretend that they don't have more. They're still very talented people working in that building at 495 Union. But they lost three of their more talented, if not their most talented, earlier today. The good news is that, you know, if you're a Memphian who enjoys reading them, you'll still have that opportunity very, very soon. But it's a bad day for the Commercial Appeal because, you know, in a ever-struggling industry, you know, losing talent that people are used to reading can't possibly be a good thing. I'll ask Jeff Calkins about it next.
Memphis's number one sports place.
WMFS FM 81 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis.
TheRadio.com app is the official new home of 92.9 FM ESPN. Download it today to listen anytime, anywhere.
And text the word MARK right now to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. M-A-R-K. Text MARK to 72881. Data message rates apply. I'll remind you about the code word in about 3 minutes or so. Text the word MARK now to 72881. Good luck. $1,000 code now.
It just keeps getting bigger. The jackpot for Tennessee Cash is now over $2 million. The next drawing is tonight, so stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and make your play today. It's your cash, Tennessee. Come and get it.
Your mouth is a warning sign for what's going on in the rest of your body, which is why good health begins with a routine dental exam and a Delta Dental of Tennessee plan. Visit coveryourmouth.com.
This is a commercial for Advantage Multi for dogs. Imidacloprid plus moxidectin. That was an elephant. Why is an elephant on a commercial for Advantage Multi? Because an elephant would never forget to give heartworm prevention on the exact same day every month. But you might. Life happens. Fortunately, Advantage Multi forgives if you forget. Heartworm prevention given on the same day every 30 days prevents baby worms from growing into foot-long adults that can live in your dog's heart. With Advantage Multi, if you forget and go over 30 days between treatments, just treat immediately and resume your monthly schedule. Advantage Multi forgives if you forget. Ask your veterinarian or go to AdvantageMulti.com to learn more. Advantage Multi is available only from a licensed veterinarian. Warning, do not administer this product orally. For the first 30 minutes after application, ensure that dogs cannot lick the product from application sites on themselves or other treated animals. Children should not come in contact with the application sites for 2 hours after application. Do not use Advantage Multi for dogs on cats.
Always overpromise. Advice you're likely to get from someone who owns a Ram truck. Because with the all-new 2019 Ram 1500, you're not only capable of always living up to expectations, but exceeding them. For instance, when your buddy forgets to mention that he's bringing his ATV, a half-faced cord of wood, and his new 8-rack smoker on your camping trip, no sweat, because you know a 2,300-pound payload capacity can handle it. Ram, built to serve. Hurry in now to your Ram dealer for great deals on the most capable Ram 1500 ever.
Current owners of light-duty trucks financing get $10,750 in total values on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. When properly equipped, total values include combined cash allowances and $3,000 Bighorn package value. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 5/31. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. Insurance offered by Travel Guard Group Inc. and underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, PA. For a complete description of the coverage, limitations, and exclusions, go to TravelGuard.com. This ad does not describe actual events and is used for illustrative purposes only.
Oh, I can't wait to see the Eiffel Tower. Finally.
We were so close last time.
And then we had to cancel the trip.
Yeah, remind me not to break my leg hiking 2 days before we leave.
Thankfully, I bought a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, and they reimbursed us.
Even the best planned trips can run into unexpected problems, but the Travel Guard staff is available 24/7 to help. And now when you text coverage to 484848. You can get coverage for as low as $30.
You bought Travel Guard for this trip too, didn't you?
Do you really think I'd let you hike the Eiffel Tower without it?
Some things in life you wouldn't do without. Paris without the Eiffel Tower, or travel without Travel Guard travel insurance. Coverage includes flight and hotel rebooking, flight cancellation, lost baggage, medical expenses, passport or ticket replacement help, and much more. Starting as low as $30. Text coverage to 484848. That's coverage to 484848. Text coverage to 484848.
Saturday at Kroger, select varieties of Kroger butter are just $1.99 with your Plus card and digital coupon. Visit Kroger.com and download your digital coupon today.
National contest, data message rates apply. It's pennies from heaven.
Am I playing again?
Now, another pennies from heaven $1,000 winner. The penny payoff every hour, 7 till 7 weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's $1,000 word time. Text the word Mark, M-A-R-K. That's M-A-R-K to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You've got 52 minutes to text the word Mark, M-A-R-K, to 72881. And another code word is coming up at 6 o'clock.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner is where you're going to always save 50% to 80% off mattresses and furniture every day of the week. They don't have sales because they're already less expensive than their competitors anyway. Got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. In each of the past 3 years, when readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the Memphis area, your winner was Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner. And they're taking nominations right now for 4 years in a row. So go to MemphisMost.com and nominate Sleepy Z's for best mattress store in the area. It's MemphisMost.com. They're located at 2790 Kirby Whitman Barlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next to Hollywood Feed. And yeah, they carry brand name mattresses, the very best, but also furniture. Living room sets, dining room sets, whatever you need. If you're trying to furnish your home, you can probably find it at Sleepy Z's. So make sure to go check out Sleepy Z's. If you want to talk to Michael, you can reach him at 692-6200, 692-6200. And if you mention that you heard about him on the Gary Parrish Show, you're going to get additional 10% off of your purchase, whether that's a mattress or furniture or anything. That's Sleepy Z's Mattress and Furniture by Michael Zahner on the web, sleepyzzz.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, formerly of the Commercial Appeal, and he joins me now. Jeff Calkins, you sneaky little devil. I tried like crazy yesterday to get you to admit you were leaving 495 Union Avenue after 22 years, and you danced around, and then it was breaking news from the Commercial Appeal earlier today. Jeff Calkins is leaving the Commercial Appeal. What do you have to say about it?
This is what I have done. I didn't, when I was speaking to you yesterday, I did not know that, I think it was your hard-hitting questions that actually accelerated everything, Gary. I think your hard-hitting, accelerating questions got us here faster than I thought we would. Because I really thought I was going to be doing the sports. I really thought I was going to be doing the sports awards on June 5th, which is what I said on yesterday, which is true. Yes, things got accelerated a little bit. I've got one or two more columns in me, but I'm will then be leaving the Commercial Appeal, and I'm grateful to everybody who's read for 22 years, and I'll talk about it. I'm gonna write a column about it at some point here in the next few days, and then I'll talk about it on my show Monday. But it's a hard thing to do, I'll be honest. And I was talked about it a little bit talking to a group last night at a church service, and it was hard for me to get through it. I'll be honest, without like choking up. So it's hard, but I'll talk more about it. It is true, and I will talk more about it. I'll write more about it in a column. I'll talk more about it Monday.
Yeah, you're going to write a column about, you know, your decision, and I'm not going to write the column for you. I'll let you write whatever column you want. You're going to talk about it on Monday on your show. That's where you should. I won't press you on it any longer, although I do will wish you all the luck in the world with this new endeavor, which I'm excited about. Whenever it becomes a reality. Let's switch gears. So, I broke down in the opening segment about the NBA draft, apparently, where I think I am with the Memphis Grizzlies, picking fourth, because when I got to the studio today, I bumped into Eric Hasseltine. You know him. He's a play-by-play voice of the Radio Grizzlies. He asked me, you know, I bumped into him in the hall, and he said, hey, would you trade the fourth pick to the Chicago Bulls for the seventh pick and the 22nd pick? And my answer to that is not right now. And here's where I'm at, I think. I'm assuming that Ayton and Doncic are off the board in some form. They're just not there at four, which I feel very comfortable assuming. I don't know which is going to go one, which is going to go two. Maybe one goes one, another goes three. I don't think either of those players are going to be available at number four. So forget them. And then it comes down to what the Atlanta Hawks are going to do at three, or who is the other player who joins them in the top three. And I guess I would say this. If the top three players are off the board, or Ayton, Doncic, and anybody other than Marvin Bagley, I'm staying at four and I'm picking Marvin Bagley. If, on the other hand, the top three players off the board are Ayton, Doncic, and Bagley, I'm going to sit at four if my doctors have cleared me to draft Michael Porter Jr. and assured me that it's not a long-term issue and I'm going to draft Michael Porter Jr. But if Ayton, Doncic, and Bagley are off the board in some order, one, two, three, and my doctors have red flagged Michael Porter Jr. and said, well, you just don't want to take him at four, now I am actually willing to listen to other franchises, including the Bulls with 7-22, and I'm actually interested in considering moving down. What do you make of what I just said?
Well, I love what you said in this, for this sense. I love that you know what you have a conviction about. Right, and what you want. I think to talk about this stuff in the abstract is almost meaningless. So, for example, when we were yesterday, when I was asking you if you would trade from four to two and give Dylan Brooks and the high two as as ammunition to do that, you said not a chance. And Brad said not a chance, right? And the truth of the matter is, as I was going over with Chris Harrington today, there's not a chance you could get that done for Dylan Brooks in a two. If you look like last year, to trade the Celtics and the Sixers swap, and in order to, how many spaces was that? Two spaces?
Yes.
It took a high number one to get another high number one to get that done. It didn't take a Dylan Brooks. That's not what it takes, right? But the reason you felt that way, and this is how you should feel, is because you don't like the player to do that much. And so you know what you want. You know what you have a conviction about. And what you have a conviction about is Bagley, and you have a conviction about a healthy Michael Porter Jr.
True.
Right, and so, and that's good. I mean, I don't have that same conviction about those same players, but I think that's what you want a team to do, is to have that kind of a conviction. So, in the abstract, here's the truth: is the people who want, who say I'll trade for the four, for the seven, and 7 to 22, right? People who say that, it's based on this assumption generally. You know, everyone from 4 to 7 is the same. You know, or 8's the same. It's, whether it's, you just go through them, and whether it's Porter Jr., or whether it's Jaren Jackson, or whether it's Trey Young, or whether it's, you name them, right? Whatever. They're all basically, we don't know who's going to be good, and we don't know who's going to be, they're all the same. And if you really, like, if that's how you're operating, well, then of course, then they're literally all the same. But that's not your job as an NBA GM. Your job, some of those players are going to be good. I'll tell you that. I think there'll be an all-star in those players, and some of those players are going to be busts. I'll tell you that, too. Your job is to know which is which, not to say, well, yeah, 7-22, they only get two bites of the apple. You're supposed to be knowing who's good, and you're supposed to have a conviction about them. And so in that circumstance, it only makes sense to trade down to 7 if you have no conviction about a player. If you think this player, you know, or here's a circumstance it would make sense to trade down. You have a conviction about a player who you know is going to be available at 7.
Right.
Right? But if you have a conviction about that player, that means you think they're going to be a star. At that high in the draft, you think they're going to be a star. If you really, let's say you have a conviction about Trae Young, and you think, listen, Trae Young's going to go 7, so I might as well trade down to 7 to pick up the extra 22. Right? Well, but if you have a conviction about him, what happens if someone at 5 or 6 jumps up and gets him and you don't get him? You can't know for sure that someone else is not going to take him. So if you really have a conviction about him, just take him at 4. Like, don't worry. Like if you have a conviction about him, take him at 4. Don't risk losing him. And so I think it's their job to know who they think is going to be good and to go after that player. And literally, I think the reason we talk about this other thing so much is we don't trust them trading down to get more picks. Is we don't trust them to make the right pick. So we just rather have them more darts to throw at the board because we think it's blind men throwing darts at the board. But that's not the job. The job is to say who's going to be good. And what you did, and I may or may not agree with you, what you did is you said, I like this dude. And for me, I think he's different. And that's what they should do. And so if he's there at 4, I'm not dropping out of there because he's different. And you're not just saying they're all in the same basket. And I think that's what a GM should do. I think it's a perfectly reasonable position. Their person might be a different person.
Sure.
But that's also a trade you can make on draft night. You could wait and see who falls to 4, who's available, and then have talked to the Bulls in advance and say, listen, if the guy we want or whatever else, then we'll consider 7-22. But I basically am not in favor of that. Because I think what it means is you don't really believe in, you know, you're just saying, whatever, I can't identify the best player. Unless it's like, unless, for example, it's a situation where someone who everyone acknowledges is going to go 15 or something, you know, whatever, is your guy and you're going to take him at 7, and you really are 100% sure no one's going to grab him at 7, then do it. But otherwise, stay at 4, have a conviction, pick the player who's going to be a star.
I think the Celtics' past two drafts are great examples of exactly what we're talking about in different ways. 2 years ago, 2016, Danny Ainge is on the clock at number 3. I don't think you could find a mock draft anywhere that had Jaylen Brown going 3rd. Nobody anticipated the Celtics going taking Jaylen Brown 3rd. But they took Jaylen Brown 3rd. They clearly had a conviction about him, and they clearly were right.
Is anyone now saying, oh, my God, you should have waited until you should have
right.
Right. Right.
That's exactly my point. He didn't.
They got him off the player.
Danny Ainge did not say, you know what? Well, like, okay, we're on the clock at 3. The guy we want is Jaylen Brown. We think he's going to be available at 7. Let's just move down to 7 or see if we can. It's just like, hey, this is the guy we want. Let's get this done. I'm not going to risk moving down and then missing on the guy that we want, that we have a conviction about. Nobody else might take Jaylen Brown at 3, but we are. And, yeah, 2 years later, nobody's saying, man, they took him too early. They were saying it maybe on draft night, but not now when he's balling out in the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, fast forward to last year. They had a conviction about a player. It was Jason Tatum. Now, the difference here is that they actually knew Jason Tatum would be available at 3, and here's why. They knew if the Sixers are coming up, you're doing a deal with them, they're coming up to get Markelle Fultz. And Magic Johnson and those guys in L.A. could talk a million different ways about, we're looking at this. There was no way they weren't taking Lonzo for a million different reasons. Ainge knew if the Sixers are coming up, they're taking Markelle, and the Lakers at 2 – they're taking Lonzo Ball. They have to. So we can actually get the player we have a conviction about at 3. And we know he's going to be there at 3, so we can move down to 3. So in that case, absolutely. But to bring it back around to this draft, I don't think anybody who's available at 4 and you have a conviction about them, I don't think you can reasonably assume they're going to be available at 6 or 7 or anywhere, because I do think basically everybody has that group of players: Trae Young, Mohamed Bamba, Wendell Carter, Colin Sexton, Michael Porter Jr. They've got that group of players in any order. They could come off the board in any order.
Yep. The only way you could do it is if the only way you should do it is if you're exactly right. If there's whatever one of those players you identify, someone could come up, you trade from 4 to 7, someone could come up and take him, and you can make a deal that the person with 4 is not going to take him if you want, but they don't normally do that because they don't want it out. But someone could come up and take him at 5, and someone could come up and take him at 6. So you cannot trust in the way that the Celtics did that someone's not going to take him. The only way you could do it is if it's someone like totally off the board.
Right.
If it's Kevin Knox, or if it's with the point guard from Kentucky or something like that.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah, if it's that dude and you're like, no one's going to come up and get him. Like, and you're 95% sure. Even there, I think, honestly, if you really think that's a stud, like that's the stud, yeah, I don't really care what anyone else has said. This guy is going to be the stud. Then you take him. If Steph Curry had gone 1 in that draft, or 2 in that draft, no, everyone would have said, I'd take him too high. But it wouldn't have been too high when it turns out to be Steph Curry.
Right.
You know, it's just, to me, drafting in the NBA is particularly in the high part of the first round, is a little bit like drafting quarterbacks in the NFL. If he's going to be a stud, then you can't take him too high. You can't say, well, you know, this guy would have been okay at 23 in the first round, but at 6 in the first round makes no sense whatsoever. That's stupid, because if he's a franchise quarterback, then he's a great pick at 6, or he's a great pick at 23. If he's not a franchise quarterback, then he's a crappy pick at 23. So the only way you pick him at all in the first round is if you think he's going to be a franchise quarterback, and then you can't pick him too early. Same thing in the NBA. If you have a conviction that, let's say it's Trae Young, that's the guy you really like it for, don't trade back. Just sit there and get Trae Young, because someone else could come up and get him. And, yeah, maybe people will roll their eyes, but roll their eyes at you and say, but along will come October, and you're going to prove them wrong because you think Trae Young is going to be crushing the league. And that's why this sort of abstract, to me it's defeatist what it is, this sort of I'm going to trade back to get 7 and 20. And it's based, I think, a lot on the lack of faith in the front office that we see throughout, you know, and has probably been well learned.
Sean Devaney from Sporting News is somebody who reported last night that the Grizzlies are interested in moving down. Again, I'm okay with them moving down on draft night if it makes sense on draft night, but I can't really imagine a scenario where it's going to make sense to me. But one of the things Sean reported, and he's at the combine, he's a reputable reporter. He said that the Grizzlies would like to move down and get a wing because they need help on the wing. And I hate that idea. I'm not debating whether they need a wing. Clearly they do and have forever. But you do not move down in a draft to take a position. You take the best player available regardless of what position he plays. And Chris Wallace has insisted that is what he's going to do. But if it gets to a point where Woj and on draft night are reporting that, well, the reason the Grizzlies moved down is because they wanted help on the wing and they would rather have Mikal Bridges because he plays a certain position, that would drive me insane. Take the best player. You know, I have never, and I say this all the time, but it's worth reminding. I've never heard anybody work for an NBA team who says, man, we drafted this player a few years ago, and he's turned out to be great, but he's not a good fit on our roster. Nobody ever says that. I don't care about fit. I don't care about position. Get me the best player available when you pick. And so moving down because it is strategically smart to do, okay. Moving down because you want to draft a certain position, no way.
Horrible, horrible, horrible idea to do that. You're exactly right. And it is weird is that everyone says, Chris will say until he's blue in the face, we got to take the best player, we got to take the best player, we got to take the best player. And then invariably, and he's not alone in this, it's true in every league and every organization, whatever, it's more egregious in the NBA where you really do just need stars. It's more offensive to do it in the NBA. You never do that. And yet, do I believe there's a reasonable likelihood that they might well do? I'm not saying, but that they think that way? Yes. And that's the problem with this whole short term. So Chris knows, he's got to know that even like that he can't have too many more, you know, that he's got to do some things immediately to keep his job, right? And so you've got this whole short term time frame now. You've got Chris on a short term time frame. You've got, we don't want to look stupid for giving up a first round pick to Jeff Green, so we want to get back and make it so we're giving up a lower first pick rather than a high first pick. So we want to pop back in the playoffs next year. We want to keep Mark and Mike. It's this incredibly short-term time frame that they're looking at, and that drives poor decision-making because that's not the point of this draft. The point is to get the best player for the next 10 years, not the best fit next to Mark and Mike and Jermichael Green and whatever. The best fit is a player who's going to be awesome for the next 10 years, and it's amazing how they say it all the time. And they do need wings. They absolutely do need wings. But they say it, but in the end, that they're going to pick the best player. But in the end, too many teams do that. And it's exactly what they did. We've known a million times. But when they picked the Sheems to beat, they did it because they thought they needed a thing. They were not looking for great players. You know what they were looking for? If you look at that whole draft, the draft like had a theme to it. It was the first theme draft in the history of the draft. It had, we need defense, and we need toughness. And so they drafted... they drafted Hashim Sabit, and they drafted Damari Carroll, and they drafted Sam Young. Like, they were going for a thing, right? And they had a shot blocker, a rim protector, et cetera. And Damari Carroll turned out to be a decent pick where he was picked. They didn't develop him, and they let him go too soon. Again, they were going after a thing. And that's just stupid. They said, we got Mike Conley, therefore we don't need Steph Curry. Like, that's exactly what drives stupid decision-making. And the biggest mistake of all, of course, was the Portland Trailblazers, who said, we don't need Michael Jordan because we got Clyde Drexler. I suspect they would have done just fine with Michael Jordan.
You take Michael Jordan and you put him with, and you figure it out with Clyde Drexler, and if he goes on to become Michael Jordan, then you've got an amazing asset to move in Clyde Drexler. Same thing with the Grizzlies in that draft. If you have a conviction about Steph Curry, you take Steph Curry and you put him with Mike Conley. And if he becomes Steph Curry, you've got an amazing asset to move in Mike Conley. And I would say the same thing here. I've heard people, and it's obviously off the table now, but when it was possible that the Grizzlies were going to be picking first, people would say, well, you can't take DeAndre Ayton. Why? If you think DeAndre Ayton's the best player in this draft,
yeah, you, pick
you can't take DeAndre Ayton? That is stupid. Of course you could. If you think DeAndre Ayton's the best prospect in this draft and you're picking first and you don't take DeAndre Ayton, you have made a mistake. And so I heard that from people on this radio station. Well, the Grizzlies can't take DeAndre Ayton because they've already got Marc Gasol. That is how you ruin a franchise. Now, I'm not saying DeAndre Ayton's the best prospect in the draft, but I'm saying if you believe he is, you do not take him because of the presence of Marc Gasol. And this is one that actually, is it still in play? Let's say that the Grizzlies are picking fourth or they do move down. If you have a conviction about Trae Young or a conviction about Colin Sexton, you don't worry about Mike Conley at all. If you think when you're picking Trae Young's the best player available, he's the one most likely to be a star of everybody you're choosing between, you take Trae Young and you worry about the Mike Conley situation when you've got to worry about the Mike Conley situation. But if you pass on a star who you thought might be a star because of the presence of somebody else on your roster, that is what dumb general managers do. Let me ask you this.
By the way, I'll throw one more example of this. An example of where the Grizzlies did not do this, and they were correct. They did not let what they had clutter up what they the best pick. And that was when one year they spent a first-round pick on Kyle Lowry. The very next year, they said, you know what? Mike Conley's the best player here. It doesn't matter if we have Kyle Lowry. Now, they should have gotten more when they traded Kyle Lowry.
Right.
They should have gotten more for Kyle Lowry. But imagine if they'd skipped Mike Conley that year and said, we don't have Mike Conley because we got Kyle Lowry. Like, Kyle Lowry's great, but then you wouldn't have Mike Conley. Like, he was the best player. You take Mike Conley and then you see what you have to do and try to get more than they got for Kyle Lowry. Go ahead.
It is, I think, well established that their goal is not to go into a total rebuild, even though people outside of Memphis think that they should. Lots of them do. Their goal is to keep Mike, keep Mark, and try to be good again next season, make the playoffs for the eighth time in a nine-year span. If you're picking fourth, and Ayton, Doncic, Bagley are off the board, there is a good possibility that they would take Jaren Jackson. Do you think they should consider, in that spot, that Jaren Jackson isn't as likely to help them next year as other prospects are, because he didn't help Michigan State that much this year? He only played 21 minutes a game. And by the way, when we were talking about this yesterday, I said if he was so great, he would have not played 21, you know, he'd have played more than 21 minutes a game. Somebody pointed out on Twitter, hey, Carl Anthony Towns only played 21 minutes per game at Kentucky, but that was so different. That was because John Calipari had like 14 McDonald's All-Americans, and he committed to a platoon system in the preseason, which, by the way, probably cost him a perfect 40-0 season, national championship. But the reason Carl Anthony Towns only played 21 minutes a game at Kentucky is because everybody only played 20 minutes a game at Kentucky. They committed to that in the preseason. It wasn't because Carl Anthony Towns wasn't awesome. Jaren Jackson didn't play more than 21 minutes a game at Michigan State because he was not an awesome college basketball player. If you're Chris Wallace in a front office that is, you know, whose future is uncertain, and your goal is to get back to the Western Conference playoffs next year, does that factor into your decision-making? Listen, we love Jaren Jackson as a prospect, but he ain't going to be able to help us much next year. Let's get somebody who we also love as a prospect, but who can help us next year.
No, you fire him if you think that way.
I agree with you.
Your job is to have the best player in 5 years. That's your job. The job is to pick the best player in 5 years. The job is to pick the player who's going to make the most all-star teams. The job is to pick the player who's going to be the best player over the long haul. You do not, and if you're thinking that way, it's the same damn thing as thinking about positionally. It's just ridiculous. What are you trying to do? Like, literally wreck the franchise over the faint hope? Because let's be honest, it's a faint hope of getting into the, look at what's happened in the West right now and how stacked it is. It's a faint hope of getting into the playoffs next year. I'm not saying it's impossible, but you know, it's certainly not worth sculpting everything. Listen, if you think you are one player away from winning a championship, like you just need one, like a defensive guard who's a stop, fine. You don't sculpt your team around, God, if we get this one last piece, we can sneak into eight in the playoffs. That's ridiculous. No, it's the same thing as picking for position.
Right.
Picking for that kind of time frame is stupid. You fire the guy.
Jeff Calkins, thank you, sir. Congratulations on your new move, wherever that will be, and we will read about it when you write about it at commercialappeal.com.
Thanks, you think.
Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. To Jeff's last point there, and I think this gets glossed over a little bit in this market because, you know, we talk about, hey, the Grizzlies are going to try to be good again next year. Mike, Mark, and, like, go back to the playoffs. Outside of Memphis, nobody's going to predict them to go to the playoffs next year.
No, and I've said that. Like, I don't think they'll make the playoffs next year.
Okay, so, like, you look at the West.
No matter who you draft.
Houston is going to be Houston.
Yep.
Golden State's going to be Golden State.
Yeah.
Portland is still going to have Lillard and McCollum. They're going to be fine.
They're loaded.
Oklahoma City is still going to have...
loaded, and they'll figure some stuff out.
Well, we'll see. They could lose Paul George, but, like... they're going to have Russ, and if they lose Paul George, they've got, like, an incredible cap space. They're going to be better than Memphis.
Yep. Utah.
Utah is not going to get worse.
Yep.
The Pelicans, like...
Pelicans are good.
Okay, so that's six teams right there.
I mean, you guess who I haven't Denver's good.
Guess who I haven't even mentioned? the San Antonio Spurs, who should have Kawhi Leonard back.
Probably.
So they ain't going nowhere. There's seven playoff spots that, barring injuries to stars on those teams,
LeBron could be in L. I mean, there could be a.
Are almost locked up.
A lot of stuff going on.
And then there's a chance LeBron goes to the Lakers. Right. And so you got to go ahead and that's a playoff team.
There's a playoff
team. If LeBron goes anywhere in the West, and really the only non-playoff team from this season that he would even consider would be the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
But he turns them into a playoff season team. Minnesota, you got to think's right there.
Yep.
Like, the Grizzlies are going to be picked. How about this? Nobody's going to pick the Grizzlies in the top eight in the West.
Nobody's going to pick them.
Nobody.
I agree with that.
So I don't think.
We're peddling a lot of ifs and whats and healthies and all this sort of stuff when we conceive of them making the playoffs.
Here's what I think's going to happen. I think around the trade deadline next year, the Grizzlies are going to be doing exactly what the Charlotte Hornets are doing.
Right.
Which is taking
one,
you know, somebody who's been with their franchise for a long time and who is in a walk year and they're going to say it's time to
change it now.
It's time to move on. We're not going to get back. I was on the radio yesterday in Charlotte.
It's a reality time.
And Kemba's in a walk year next year.
I see what you did there.
And they love Kemba Walker.
Yeah.
Nobody wants Kemba Walker to not be a member of the Charlotte Hornets.
Right.
But they've got so many bad contracts around them.
He's a star. They loved him.
They're not going to be able to get where they want to get with Kemba Walker under contract. So they're going to probably, I would assume, be outside of the playoff race as the trade deadline approaches.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll move Kemba Walker at the trade deadline. And I bet you it's similarly likely that the Grizzlies are going to be outside of the playoff race as the trade deadline approaches, and they will take offers and probably pull the trigger on a Marc Gasol trade to get whatever they can get at the deadline, because if the goal was to try to keep it together because you wanted to go back to the playoffs, but then you're not going back to the playoffs, you know, then maybe it is really time to start the rebuild in whatever form, as opposed to risk losing Mark for absolutely nothing, which would be an alternative scenario. But we'll talk about that next January, February. Back in a second.
Not Nashville, not East Tennessee's station. This is Memphis, and this is Memphis's station with Jeff Calkins.
You ain't got to do nothing on what?
Jason and John.
The patty pump and the Kango kid.
Eric Hasseltine.
Contact gets the bucket and he'll get one more.
Gary Parrish.
Throw it on him real life.
Broadcasting at 929ESPN.com, on the radio.com app, and on 680 AM. This is Memphis's station. 929 FM, ESPN. Always free, always on.
Be careful. Be kind, be good.
There's savings, and then there's big savings. The kind of savings you can always find at your neighborhood Kroger. With low prices and delicious choices, plus personalized coupons and click list to help you shop and save anytime from anywhere. So you get more for less at Kroger.
Say hello to new low prices and weekly sale prices too. Like T-bone steaks for just $6.99 a pound with your Plus card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. That phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. If you're in the market for a computer, high-end, low-end, middle-of-the-road, a desktop, notebook, tablet, whatever you're after, Cooper Systems has it for you. They can build it for you. In fact, right now, if you're an e-gamer, check this out. They've got a limited edition 2018 Phoenix Ultimate Gamer. This thing is serious. You can find it on their Facebook page. Just go to Facebook.com, type in Cooper Systems. You'll see it. If you or one of your children is serious about this, because, like, people are serious about this stuff now.
Yeah.
That's the type of machine you need, and you can get it at Cooper Systems, custom made for you. If you're operating on a budget, you just need a laptop to bang around on. They got Dell laptops for as low as $299. You can get a desktop PC and tower for as low as $149. That's at Cooper Systems. You want a MacBook Air, you can get that for as low as $599. That's at Cooper Systems. So if you need a computer, or you know somebody who does, remember Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. AT&T doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. AT&T, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. AT&T, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get 75 megabit internet on our gig speed network for $49.95 per month when you get two voice mobility lines.
Offer ends 6/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Two-year term required. Early termination fee applies. Requires subscription to two Comcast Business voice mobility lines at additional regular monthly rates. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems, literally half the price of the big box stores I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
From the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show live.
The Gary Parrish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studio.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Eskins King and Marty. That's Bradley Eskins, James King, and Sam Marty. They provide expert legal representation in a way that makes you comfortable because you're going to be able to trust somebody's on your side and finding solutions to the problems that you're facing, including Memphis and May-related problems that you could end up facing, like public intoxication. You're down at Tom Lee Park kicking it with Dave Grohl. Have a few too many. Lose track of yourself. Next thing you know, you're in the back of a cop car. I'm not wishing it upon you. I'm just saying I've seen it happen to people. And if you end up in that unfortunate situation, just remember, Eskins King and Marty is at 528-8888, 901-528-8888. Tell them Gary Parrish told you to call. They'll be anxious to help you. They will help you day or night. You can call them. So, members of May, like, if you're going to have problems, it's probably going to be nighttime problems, right?
I mean, yes.
You can get into daytime problems, but probably going to be some nighttime problems.
More at night.
Eskins King and Marty can help you. 528-8888. 528-8888. You get a simple possession charge, public intoxication. Even if you are drinking and driving, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. But if you end up in a tight spot, Eskins King and Marty, 528-8888. 528-8888. Eskins King and Marty on the web, EskinsKing.com, 541 Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. If you missed it earlier, because we had talked about it yesterday on the show, and it had been speculated about throughout yesterday, Jeff Calkins and Jennifer Biggs and Chris Harrington are actually leaving the Commercial Appeal to work for another media outlet in Memphis. It's now confirmed from the Commercial Appeal. All three are leaving, and they're all going to be working at the same place. I can't get into the specifics too much about what it's going to be, but I feel comfortable saying this. It's going to be a new media outlet featuring reputable Memphis reporters reporting on the city of Memphis and the things that you care about. And so this is not great for the Commercial Appeal, because that's a program, a newspaper that's been around for a long, long time and has been an important entity in this city for a long, long time. And it's now more different and less than it's ever been. And they just lost three of their better and more accomplished and recognizable writers after losing tons of people year after year after year after year. Like, the way that paper looks when I worked there, and I left there in 2006, the way it was when I left there compared to what it is now, it's like not even recognizable. And now it's basically run out of Nashville,
yes,
as opposed to Memphis, which is another problem. And so I'm not going to say that Memphis needed another media outlet covering Memphis, but I welcome the addition.
Yeah.
And, you know, it appears that, you know, from what I can tell from talking to people, it's going to be a media outlet owned or at least financed in large part by Memphians,
okay,
people who care about Memphis, and then they're going to hire people who are familiar with Memphis, who understand the city, who care about this city, and who are capable,
mm-hmm,
of writing and reporting about the things that Memphians care about. And in our little less important world, sports. So I don't think you're going to see Jeff Calkins change too much as a writer. You're just going to read him at a different place. And same thing, Chris Harrington has already said this as well, and Jennifer Bix too. And so it's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing the finished product and getting more details. But we will have what amounts to another daily newspaper in Memphis, although I don't believe it'll be another printed product, because if you start printing products in the year 2018,
yeah,
you are a dummy.
Yeah.
It's going to be a web-based daily newspaper that competes with the commercial pill, and given the hires that they are already made, I think is going to compete well.
I've had a lot of people ask me because of Jeff's job here at the radio station about this, and the only thing I've said is it's got to be something compelling to motivate Jeff to leave the commercial appeal, because as he talked about at 5 o'clock when he came on, I mean, that is hard when you're at a career stage and you have accomplished the things that he's accomplished. And I'm not just blowing smoke up Jeff's butt. He knows what, I mean, people know what he's done. That's hard to do. You know, that's a hard thing to leave. And you know, you don't just leave for, you know, you hope that it's something that's good. And, you know, it sounds like they've got something cool planned.
Yeah. You don't leave for nothing.
No.
And you don't leave on a whim.
No.
And it'd be one thing if one of these people were making this move. They
right,
could be motivated right, by anything.
Sure.
The idea that three reputable, well-known,
top-notch guys and a lady, yeah,
commercial appeal, mm-hmm, journalists,
yeah,
have decided to all make the move, I think should be a good indication for,
yeah, I agree,
the rest of you out there that that they believe in what is happening.
Right.
And so that's good news. And I look forward to it, and I wish them all the best. We'll do Dinner to Go next.
Whatever you want for summer road trips, our own Country Ford in South Haven has it all. Gas savers, crossovers, SUVs, sports cars, and trucks, and more trucks. Gas savers like Fiesta, Fusion, Focus, and the new Echo Sport now have zero interest financing available. Zero plus $3,000 cash back with a new 2018 Fiesta. Zero plus $4,000 cash with a new 2018 Focus. Zero for 72 or cash back with your new Fusion. Country Ford has thousands in cash back with crossovers and SUVs. Get $3,750 cash back plus Country Ford discount with Edge, Escape, or Explorer. Over $3,000 cash back with a new redesigned Expedition. Terry said he can still take up to $12,005 off MSRP with F-Series trucks. Don't miss the best Ford sale in the country. 95 East Goodman Road, South Haven, or CountryFord.com. Whatever it takes, Country Ford gets it done for you.
A newly published study in the journal Global Pediatric Health shows that by intensifying the care given to very low birth weight babies and their mothers, Regional 1 here in Memphis was able to significantly contribute to the overall decline in infant mortality in Shelby County. Here's some more specifics, because this is important for you to know, particularly if you know you're going to have a dicey pregnancy, the way my wife and I knew with our youngest son. We were in store with a dicey pregnancy, and the odds were stacked against us. That's why we ended up delivering at Regional 1. So as the story goes, several years ago, Regional 1 implemented a whole bunch of things to try to improve the mortality rate of low birth weight babies, because in Shelby County, it was one of the worst in the entire country, comparable to a nation like Lebanon. And so they implemented all these things. And at the time where they implemented them, the mortality rate was 20% higher, you know, in this area than it is expected to be. And now, all these years later, after these changes have, you know, been implemented and the statistics show real improvement, right now,
it's 20% below the expected level. They flipped the number completely on its head. And if you want to know exactly what they did, just Google Regional One Health and Commercial Appeal, because there was a story about it earlier in the month. But always remember, there's amazing work being done at Regional One by amazing people, and I can speak about it with firsthand experience because our youngest son was born there. We spent nearly a month there in the NICU, and we watched firsthand the incredible work that they did not only for our family but for other people's families. And so if you want more information about that, go to the website, regionalonehealth.org. That's regionalonehealth.org.
I got Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers here.
What's better than diamonds?
Absolutely nothing, unless it's more diamonds.
Exactly, and that's why we've created a brand new ring. It's called the Everlasting Brilliance Engagement Ring, and it features 103
diamonds. 103
diamonds
all on one ring on one finger?
Exactly. Ooh. It weighs 2 carat total weight, and it's on sale for $3,599. You get free financing, and if it rains on your wedding day, your purchase could be free. But you got to see a store for complete details or go online to rijewelers.com.
Enjoy the best of Chef Kelly English with today's Perch Deal. Half off $20 gift certificates to the second line with Memphis-inspired New Orleans favorites. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
50% of all men experience erectile dysfunction, or ED. The board-certified urologists at the Conrad Pearson Clinic offer the latest technology to eliminate ED. Now, with no drugs, no shots, and no pain, the doctors offer a true remedy. Most men are amazed after just 4 treatments of ED wave therapy, a non-invasive, painless 20-minute therapy. Go to ConradPearsonClinic.com or call 901-252-3400 and make your appointment for this revolutionary new ED treatment exclusively at the Conrad Pearson Clinic.
Hi, this is Gary Parrish. I've been telling you for years about Stack's great breakfast and lunches featuring omelets, pancakes, French toast, and more. It is locally owned and operated and uses the highest quality ingredients. And if you get a chance, do what I do. Try the now famous Stack's breakfast burger, spicy sausage mixed with Rain Crow Ranch ground beef, Marmalou Farms bacon, hash brown, a fried egg, and house-made sriracha mayo on an everything bun. And don't forget the fresh homemade cinnamon roll and cocktails, too. Stacks also caters business and breakfast lunches. Be sure to look for their new location coming soon in the Germantown Village Square across from Germantown Methodist Hospital. Visit them on the web, stackspancakes.com.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live.
The Gary Parrish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant Sports Bar Studio.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka. It's made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. How smooth is it, Brad Carson?
It's Friday. It's so smooth you can drink it straight. Do it tonight at the Barbecue Fest.
Do it tonight at the Barbecue Fest. Do it tonight wherever you're at.
Wherever you're at. Drink it.
Unless you're behind the wheel
of
a car.
Don't drink and drive.
But anywhere else.
Anywhere else you can get into it.
I think anywhere else you can get into it. I think I'm going to get into it.
Me too. I'm in the spirit, too.
Got Jacob DeGrom pitching.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And a bottle of New Amsterdam vodka. What else do I need on a Friday night?
That's all you need. Hey, you got to drink when you're a Mets fan right now. I understand.
Holy crap.
My goodness.
They suck.
It's a tough deal right now, bro.
They started 11-1. I was so excited.
I was excited for you.
And then they remembered, yo, you're the New York Mets. Yeah. Get back to sucking.
And they got rid of their pitcher, and that was rough.
They moved Matt Harvey.
Yeah.
Juan Lagares probably out for the year.
That's not good.
Nobody except Thor and DeGrom can pitch. Cespedes is hurt.
Yeah, he is.
Todd Frazier's hurt.
Who isn't hurt?
All the crappy guys.
It's too bad.
Anyway, yeah. New Amsterdam Vodka help you take your mind off of it.
Yeah.
They got flavored vodkas as well. Apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. Try one, try them all. Just remember, next time you're in the bar, restaurant, liquor store, you're asking for it by name. It's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America, and we have turned Memphis into the number one New Amsterdam market per capita in the entire country. New Amsterdam vodka, pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned a lot. I thought we learned a lot. Because really, more than anything, I walked you through the Grizzlies draft. Every reasonable scenario, I think as of May 18th, I've got this thing figured out.
Yeah.
I'm willing to change, and I probably will, but at this point, I've got this thing pretty much figured out.
Okay.
At least from my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Not telling you what the Grizzlies are going to do. I'm telling you what I would do if I were running the Grizzlies, or at least what I think I would do if I were running the Grizzlies.
Okay.
I'm assuming that Ayton and Doncic are off the board in some order, in some way. Mm-hmm. They're just not available at four.
Right.
They're just not. And if any other player other than Marvin Bagley joins them in the top three, as the Memphis Grizzlies were selecting Marvin Bagley fourth overall.
Right.
If, on the other hand, Marvin Bagley is in the top three in some form with Luka Doncic and DeAndre Ayton.
Right.
If my doctors have okayed Michael Porter Jr.'s back and convinced me that we're really not risking much, we're taking Michael Porter Jr.
I like it.
If, on the other hand, Bagley is off the board with Doncic and Ayton in the top three.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Porter Jr.'s back has been red flagged by my doctors.
All right.
Now I'm willing to listen, not today, but on draft night, because we won't know this stuff until draft night.
Mm-hmm.
On draft night, I'm willing to listen to somebody who wants to come up and pick fourth. If it's the Bulls want to offer 7 and 22 for four, I'm willing to listen to that. And if I can't get a good offer, and Bagley's off the board and Porter's back is effed up, I'm not 100% sure what I'm doing with that pick then.
Yeah.
We'll try to focus on that sometime next week.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Jets Golden Knights, Western Conference Finals, T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas. Vegas leads the series 2-1, minus 120 on the money line tonight. Puck drops at 7. Do you care about this, considering you went to college?
I'm all in on Vegas.
You're a Golden Knights
fan? I've been to a game already this year. I've got the jersey. My kid has a jersey. We're all in.
You love the Golden Knights.
Love the Golden Knights. I was way ahead of them making this playoff, this colossal playoff run.
They're now the favorite to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. It's a crazy story.
Puck drops at 7.
Puck is dropping.
Puck drops at 7. You can watch it on NBC Sports Network.
What should I watch on TV?
Are you kidding me? We got a new Dateline on tonight.
Oh, let's hear what's going
on. It's Friday. That means Dateline.
Let's see. I'm hoping for Keith Morthen. Give me the setup.
Bridget was in love with Bill. They met when they were 16.
All right.
Then married and lived just outside of Toronto.
Okay.
Everything seemed great, but danger was looming right inside their home. And when Bridget came home from work one night, she found Bill hunched over in the washroom.
You know, Keith doesn't travel to these countries very often. I hope it's Keith Morrison, though.
He was dead. Oh. Bill was.
Uh-huh.
What happened to him?
What do we got? Who is it? Who's reporting?
Andrea Canning reports.
What?
It's Andrea Canning again.
Well, you got to give her a turn.
Where's Keith Morrison?
He might be dead. I mean,
Maybe. When is Dateline going to...
He does like two stories a year.
When is Dateline going to try to figure out what happened to Keith Morrison?
I don't know.
How do you work that infrequently?
I don't know. It's part of your contract. You do two shows a year.
I mean, Jesus, Keith Morrison.
Great agent.
What am I supposed to do on a Friday night? I mean, Jacob DeGrom's pitching. That's fine. But, like, Andrea Canning?
Watch Andrea. She's fine.
She's fine.
Don't disrespect
she's
fine. Andrea.
She's not Keith Morrison, though.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
New York Times got a story about Memphis
today.
I don't know if you saw it. You can go to the website there, and it's about how our city has taken these places where you just didn't want to go and turned them into destinations for people. Laughlin Yard being a great example of that. So if you want to read positive things about our city in the New York Times, the nation's newspaper,
yeah.
You can do that today because there's a story about it.
What's on tap next week?
We'll continue to monitor the NBA playoffs, discuss the NBA draft. Depending on what happens tomorrow, our king and savior, LeBron James, could be playing his final game with Cleveland on Monday night. Neither the Rockets or Warriors going to be up 2-1. And by the time we talk again on Monday, so it should be an interesting week. I'm looking forward to it. Enjoy your weekend. I'll enjoy mine. You see Dave Grohl at Barbecue Fest. Tell him I said what's up.
Shout out to Dave Grohl.
Either way, meet me back here Monday at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Memphis is number one sports place. The Radio.com app is the official new home of 92.9 FM ESPN. Download it today to listen anytime, anywhere.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name,
Call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
Now available at Robert Irwin Jewelers, a ring containing 103 diamonds. It's the Everlasting Brilliance Diamond Engagement Ring, only available at Robert Irwin Jewelers. And if it rains on your wedding day, your purchase could be free. See a store for details or online at rijewelers.com.
Spending the summer seeing all 50 states.
Ready, jump!
From 13,000 feet in the air. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready. Check in online today.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Memphis Grown and family-owned Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Are you looking to join a great company? The Memphis Business Journal called Best Care one of the fastest-growing heating, air, and plumbing companies in Memphis. And we're looking to add a few more to our team. We currently have immediate openings for HVAC techs and plumbers. We offer full benefits, competitive pay, and a sign-on bonus. Apply today at BestCareTN.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.